Chapter 9. Clay Zack had his feet up on the plant manager's desk while casually perusing a book on frontier history. He glanced out a picture window as the thumping from the departing helicopter rattled the glass panes. Goyette entered the room a few seconds later, a suppressed look of annoyance on his face.
"Well, well. My capital planning director," Goyette remarked. "Looks like you missed your flight out."
"It was rather a cramped ride," Zack replied, placing the book into his satchel. "Quite stuffy, as a matter of fact, with all those politicians aboard. You should really get a Eurocopter EC-155, a much faster ride. You wouldn't have to spend as much time trapped conversing with those prostitutes. By the way, that natural resources minister, he really doesn't like you."
Goyette ignored the remarks and slid into a leather chair facing the desk. "The PM was just notified of Elizabeth Finley's death. It was reported as a boating accident."
"Yes, she fell overboard and drowned. You'd think a woman of her means would know how to swim." He smiled.
"You kept things tidy?" Goyette asked in a hushed voice. A pained look crossed Zack's face.
"You know that is why I don't come cheap.
Unless her dog can talk, there will be no reason to suspect it was anything but a tragic accident."
Zack leaned back in his chair and gazed up at the ceiling. "As Elizabeth Finley goes, so goes the movement to halt natural gas and oil exports to China."
He then leaned forward and prodded Goyette.
"Exactly how much would that bit of legislature have cost your Melville gas field operation?"
Goyette stared into the killer's eyes, but saw nothing illuminating. The man's weathered, slightly longish face showed no emotion. It was the perfect poker face. The dark eyes offered no window to his soul, if he even had one, Goyette thought. Hiring a mercenary was playing with fire, but Zack was clearly a tactful professional, and the dividends were proving to be enormous.
"It is not an inconsequential amount," he finally replied.
"Which brings us to my compensation.
You will be paid as agreed. Half now, half after the investigation is closed. The funds will be wired to your Cayman Islands account as before."
"The first stop of many,"
Zack smiled.
"It might be time for me to check in on my little nest egg and enjoy a few weeks of R&R in the sunny Caribbean."
"I think vacating Canadian soil for a short time would be a good idea." Goyette hesitated, not sure whether to keep rolling the dice. The man did nice work, he had to admit, and always covered his tracks.
"I've got another project for you," he finally proposed. "Small job. It's in the States. And no body work required."
"Name your tune," Zack said. He had yet to turn down a request. As much as he thought Goyette a cretin, he had to admit that the man paid well. Extremely well. Goyette handed him a folder. "You can read it on the next flight out of here. There's a driver at the gate who will take you to the airport."
"Flying commercial? You may have to get a new capital planning director if this keeps up."
Zack rose and strode out of the office like an emperor, leaving Goyette sitting there shaking his head.